Weaver Street Market Jazz on the Lawn, 11 to 1, features Joe Woodson and the Bean Trees. It's Americana music. And then tonight, as part of the Art Walk at Thimble Pleasures, 205 West Main Street, is Vicki Klontz of Annie's Keepsakes. Will bring her unique fun line of fun folksy patterns and kits, including designs for wearable art, small quilts, hats, bags, make-dos, accessories, and more. And at Weaver Street Realty at 116 East Main Street is photographer Gerald O. Dukes and sculptor Melody Tronkale. And they team up to present Seeing the Unseen, a beautiful display of nature, people, and captured vision. And now that I have all that out of the way, see, I told you, 15 minutes right on the nose, we are going to talk to Maggie Grace. Maggie is an artist and a poet and just a Renaissance woman. She's a teacher. She teaches art. She teaches poetry and was recently awarded a very special award. Hi, Maggie.
I want to ask Maggie to test something for me, because things have changed a little on the board here. Do you hear this at all?
Yeah, talk.
I can hear you, yes.
Yeah. I can't hear you talking.
No, I can hear. Okay.
You can't hear me?
There she
you
is.
Go. Oh, yay. Okay. Let me turn this one off. Okay, now.
Oh, yeah, that was staticky,
anybody?
Wasn't it?
Right.
That was
now you can hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yay. Okay, so tell us about the award you won, Maggie.
Well, what used to be called Cultural Services at Duke, an organization in charge of all the art at Duke Hospital, has now been named Health Arts Network, and they run a poetry contest every other year, as I understand it, and it's called Write Us a Poem Contest. They've had it for many, many years now, and this year I got a wonderful phone call from the coordinator, Gray Brown, saying that our poet laureate of North Carolina, Catherine Stripling Beyer, had chosen my poem for
wow.
the contest. I was
That's
very thrilled.
So cool. Now I'm going to read what she said about your poem, okay?
Okay.
This is the poet laureate, the state poet laureate. Maggie's poem, is it entitled Macular Degeneration? That's
yes.
the name of the poem. This is an elegantly conceived poem. I love the imagery and the dialogue between mother and poet. How it embodies not just the visual and verbal, but also other sensory ways of engaging with people we love. There is a real conversation going on in this poem, one that transforms both speaker, subject, and reader by the time the poem comes to rest. The two voices, the eyes of mother and, I'm assuming, daughter, merge in the line, I cannot tell which of us sees more accurately now. Such is the kind of transformation, and I probably screwed that line up entirely, I'm sorry. Such is the kind of transformation that art can give us, making us whole and connected with each other and our inner selves. And isn't that also what healing means? That's a great review.
It was wonderful words. She always is better than the poem itself.
Oh, I doubt that, Maggie. Now tell us about, this is wonderful, and there's going to be a reception and stuff, right? There's a little celebration.
Yes, on Friday, April 27th, during the normal noon hour meeting that they have, it's called it's the Osler Literary Roundtable, OLR, sorry. They meet every noon, Friday at noon, to talk about literature, and sometimes they have people come in, but this particular Friday, not this coming Friday, but the next one, will be the celebration from this contest. And my fellow Carborite, Jay Bryan, won second place with
great.
His poem. So it'll be quite a fun event at noon, and we'll be reading, and then there'll be a reception, refreshments, and all that. And it's open to the public, and it's over across from Duke North at the John Hope Franklin Center at 2204 Irwin Road at noon.
Cool. Now tell us a little bit more about what you do. I know that since I've known you, you've been a teacher, and you've taught both art and writing, well, writing and poetry, and you have a poetry workshop that you teach out of your home, right? Is that correct?
I do, and some of my classes have been through the art center, the art school at the Carborough Art Center, and now I'm teaching on my own some of the time as well. I have a poetry workshop on Tuesday evenings for poets who are ready to bring their poems to a workshop setting. Mm-hmm. And in the mornings on Tuesday, I have a painting class that's a takeoff from the playing with paint class that I offer through the Art Center. And then I have individual students who come, one to come to Mosaic, different poets who come just on a one-on-one basis. And my consulting business has sort of come out of that so that I end up house sitting for poets and pet sitting for painters and
well, that's good. Well, the other thing that I'd like to mention is that you work with a lot of special needs folks, and there aren't a lot of teachers out there, I don't think, who do that, who kind of focus on working with people who might, you know, a little out of the ordinary, and you kind of give them a little guidance and help them find their artist within themselves. And you also were responsible for the wonderful art exhibit at the Century Center last year that I actually purchased one of the paintings. It was just such an amazing piece.
Yeah, that exhibit was called From Inside Out.
Right.
And I think of that as when I think about working with folks with developmental disabilities or any disabilities. We all have disabilities, don't
That's
we?
That's true.
They have found me. I haven't focused on that as a career at all, but they have found me, and I feel much luckier for that in my life, so that when it was time for the exhibit, I just felt like it was time to honor them and not set them apart as people with disabilities, but just set their art out for people to see, because that takes a little energy to get your art out in the world.
Yeah, it does.
So that's all I did, was help them do that. But
well, it was an amazing exhibit, and the piece that I bought was by Felicia Robinson, who paints with her teeth, actually, and it's women dancing, and it's just, I get such joy out of just looking at it, you know, to think that this woman created this painting. It's incredible.
A woman in a wheelchair without the ability to even use her hands, and she creates an energetic piece that makes you want to get up and dance.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it gives you chills to think about it, you know. But now, so if someone wants to take one of your classes, how do they go about finding you and finding your schedule and what's available and all that kind of stuff? Do they go through the Art Center?
When I'm teaching through the Art Center, that's the best way, and a lot of people see my classes in the catalog. I don't have anything currently running through the Art Center, so that my classes are on my website, which is simply my name, but you have to spell it right.
Right.
So it's www.maggiegrace.com. It's Maggie, M-A-G-G-I, without the E. If you put the E, you'll find someone on the news on television. But just my website, I try to keep it up to date with my classes and things that are going on, because things change so quickly in my life. It's just put together like a big mosaic, and it keeps shifting.
Right, and well, that's your business. That's why your business is what it is, with the little mosaic pieces. Now, the other really exciting thing is, I know when was it that you testified?
Oh,
for the
it was last July.
Last July, you testified before a Senate subcommittee because you made a trip with Howard Staub to India when he had heart problems and could not afford to have surgery in the United States. You two went to India, and as a result of that, he is fine now. He's, you know, got his heart fixed, and in the end, you wrote a book about it, and that book is about to be published, which is so exciting. Oh,
so exciting.
tell us that it's a long name, but tell us the name.
The first name is State of the Heart.
That's not the long part.
The long part is a medical tourist's story of life-saving surgery in India.
Yes, and that's because Howard was the first American to go to India for heart surgery. Is that correct?
That's what they told us.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the history to back that up, but that's what they told us, and it seems to be because of the media coverage.
Right. You got a lot of press out of that. And what was that experience like? It was good, wasn't it, overall?
Extremely good. And so it went so well, not without complications, but it, overall it went so well that I returned to India this last December, to a different part of India, but I really wanted to go back, and now I'm ready to go back again. Just the whole culture and the people, and all, it's very contagious, and very much how I would like to live my life here.
And while you were over there, you were working with some kids. Was it kids?
Oh, this time.
Yeah.
In December, due to a lot of cancellations, it was Christmas, and we didn't realize how difficult it would be to get around. I joined my son and his friend, and we couldn't move. We couldn't get out of this town where we met, due to trains being canceled and landslides and things like that. So we ended up staying in a town south of Chennai in southern India, in Tamil Nadu, called Mamallapuram. And because we couldn't leave, we ended up staying and finding an orphanage that I have listed on my website as well, and lots of pictures of the kids there. They were mostly tsunami children from the tsunami, and we ended up working with them and doing art exercises with them and buying them food and pillows. We introduced pillows. They didn't know what those were, and it was just so rewarding that I was really, really glad all of our other plans had gotten canceled. It's one of those silver linings that become really the essence of why you're there.
Right. That's so cool. And the other thing that you told me about that happened was you're meeting Kumar, who and starting this whole process with him to have an exhibit here in Carrboro. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'll have to revisit that when he comes as well. But Kumar had a gallery right around the corner from the orphanage, and we met him and ended up taking a watercolor lesson and then an oil lesson from him. And I have a piece of his art with me now at home. And it turned out that I got to invite him as part of sponsoring him from the Carrboro Art Committee. He will come in August to do a demonstration and exhibition of his art, and we'll host a reception for him at the Century Center as part of Art Walk then, but he will have a month-long exhibit up at the Century Center, absolutely gorgeous oil paintings and watercolors. And it's a sight to see, to watch him work, so that's why I want to make sure he has demonstration time as well.
Yeah, that's really cool.
He works on the floor and running around the painting.
Really?
Wow. So it's really invigorating and exciting for artists and non-artists alike, and all in primary colors. He had three cans of paint.
Really? Oh, that's amazing. Well, you're a busy lady, and we're glad that you were able to come tonight and tell us a little bit about what's been going on with you. And so happy that you won this award, because you're a great poet, and you deserved it.
Thanks, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So.
Well, where are we going on? We still have a few minutes, I think. Want to mention, if you have information or questions or opinions about the arts, please email Jackie at carrboro.com. And we're sitting here now.
Don't forget to go to Farmer's Market tomorrow, everybody.
Let's see what happens. We just listened to a little bit of music going on out, and invite
you coming, Meg,
to tune in every Monday through Friday night at 6 o'clock for the West End Report, the best news in town here.
Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you both. And here we go.
We kept on strong. Chaminuka, Nehanda, Tiriwana Venu. Chaminuka, Nehanda, Iwa Inesu. Vazimu Edu Akutara, Vazimu Edu Anasi. Tino Mutenda Nejamuri, Vazimu Edu. Buck.
rewind and counter attack. Indian, Japanese, white or black, all up culture, massive shock on the attack. All in the area, wheel up and come back, he's back. Rewind and counter attack. Indian, Japanese, white or black, all up culture, massive shock on the attack.
Come on,
all in the area, wheel up and come back.
Latimo Ecoleria, Latimo Ecoleria, Latimo Ecoleria, Latimo Ecoleria.
I'm just bringing in a last-minute reminder or mention that Maggie's book is being put out by New Harbinger Publications, and that's a promised notice. So there it is. Thanks, Maggie, and thanks, New Harbinger.
Let's go there.